As one disaster subsides in part of the world, a new disease continues to spread around the world. And that's where we start today's show. I'm Carl Azus for CNN 10. First, the good news. The Australian state that had seen the worst of the nation's bushfires is now officially free of them. The flames have been extinguished in New South Wales. Wildfires had been burning there in some form since last July. There are still fires burning in Australia, but recent rains in the nation's southeast have helped a great deal in stopping their spread or putting them out entirely. What is still spreading, as far as the planet is concerned, is the new coronavirus we've been telling you about this year. The outbreak that started in a Chinese city has spread to every inhabited continent. It's infected more than 90,000 people and caused the deaths of more than 3,100. For perspective, though, the flu can infect tens of millions every year and kill tens of thousands, and that's just in the United States alone. But the coronavirus is new. There's no universal treatment for it yet. Doctors still have questions about it. And Chinese health officials say it can be transmitted from person to person by direct contact and through droplet transmission, like when someone who has it sneezes or coughs into the air. Doctors say if you're concerned about coronavirus and want to help prevent its spread, the best ways are to regularly wash your hands with soap and water, to avoid touching your face, and to regularly clean the surfaces you touch. As the U.S. Surgeon General puts it, it's appropriate to be prepared for coronavirus. It's not appropriate to panic about it. But concerns about it are having an impact worldwide. The United States Federal Reserve, the country's central bank, cut a key interest rate yesterday. It's a move intended to protect the economy from being hurt. Worldwide, flights have been canceled to countries with outbreaks. Schools have been closed in countries with outbreaks. Some major gatherings and sports events have been canceled or postponed. And one question that keeps coming up is, will the coronavirus affect this summer's Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan?